Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. A Holocaust, a word which means consumption and destruction by fire, and which also means a sacrifice, in this case, a human sacrifice, is now taking place in Gaza. Matan Vilnei, Israel's deputy defense minister and former Israeli general, used that very term when he let the truth slip out in 2008 and warned us that the continued resistance of Palestinians to the Israeli blockade of Gaza would bring, quote, a bigger Holocaust, close quote, upon that troubled land. And now, 6 years later, that threat is being carried out with a vengeance. Gaza is a tiny strip of land, 25 miles long and about 5 miles across, squeezed between the sea, Egypt, and Israel, and almost surrounded by the Jewish state. It is home to almost 2 million people, mostly Semitic Muslims, but with various religions and races, including whites, among them. Many of these people are refugees, pushed out of Jewish-controlled areas into this tiny enclave, now with their backs to the sea and nowhere else to go. It is one of the most densely populated areas on earth. They have been under a brutal Israeli blockade for years, and the U.S.-paid Egyptians block them at that border, too. With minuscule exceptions, Palestinians cannot travel freely and are trapped in their tiny, shrinking territories. Gaza is totally blockaded, just like the few remaining Palestinians in the West Bank. These areas are often called Palestinian ghettos, but they more closely resemble concentration camps. The Jewish state is gradually taking over even the tiny slices of land they did not steal in 1948 and 1967. The Palestinians are hemmed in by armed goons, barbed wire, endless checkpoints, and walls of steel and concrete that make the Berlin Wall look like a kid's sandcastle. Their access to their loved ones, to hospitals and sources of food and water, is being destroyed, and their homes are being bulldozed to make room for Jewish settlers. And now, their bodies are being blown into bloody pulp, and they are being burned alive in a real Holocaust before our very eyes. In just the last few weeks, the Jewish state, using high-tech drones, missiles, and bombs, all of them provided by the Washington regime, all of them paid for by you, has slaughtered over 1,500 men, women, and children in Gaza, about 85% of them civilians. In contrast, in the same period, 63 Jewish soldiers were killed and 2 civilians. Clearly, Hamas is targeting Israeli troops, and Israel is targeting Palestinian civilians. By the time you read or hear these words, the death toll will be even higher. The Jews have killed in just the last few weeks nearly 1 in every 1,000 Gazans. That's the equivalent of 250,000 Americans being killed relative to our population, about 5 times the number we lost in the entire 2-decade-long Vietnam War in just 1 month. It's the equivalent of 100 9/11 attacks. Israel's ostensible reasons for launching this Holocaust are, one, the 3 Jewish teenagers supposedly killed last month by Hamas, a group which constitutes the elected government of Gaza, and 2, the rockets launched by militants in Gaza into Israel. The first reason was shown to be untrue when it was revealed that a rogue Palestinian group known to regularly act contrary to Hamas policies was involved. Such groups are also known to be heavily monitored and infiltrated by Israeli intelligence, causing some commentators to suspect an Israeli false flag operation, sacrificing their own children in an effort to build public support for the long-planned massacre of Gazans. Whatever the case may be, it's clear that the Hamas government had nothing to do with the deaths. As to the second reason, the rockets launched periodically by militants into Israel from Gaza, no one denies that they exist. But Gazans have been fighting back against severe oppression, including decades of outright Israeli military occupation for many years. Their rockets are small weapons, about 4.5 inches in diameter. And even Israeli Defense Minister Director General Yaakov Toran said in 2005 that they, quote, are more a psychological than physical threat, close quote. In fact, so few Israelis have been killed by these low-tech firework-style rockets that Israeli propagandists have had to inflate the death toll by including nearby heart attack deaths in the casualty figures. Israel is not only lobbing U.S.-made phosphorus firebombs into civilian neighborhoods and apartment buildings, but they are also targeting schools. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency operates some 170 schools in Gaza, and many of these are now also being used as shelters for the over 100,000 Gazans made homeless by the Israeli attacks. These UN schools alone have been bombed on 6 different occasions, with several schools being destroyed. One Israeli goal is to force the almost 2 million Palestinians in Gaza even further toward the sea, creating a no-man's land that shrinks the already tiny Gaza Strip by 40%, forcing tens of thousands of people out of their homes to create a 1.8-mile buffer zone along the entire border. That's a lot of territory when you consider that Gaza is less than 4 miles wide along much of its length. This bloody campaign to drive people from their homes and businesses, destroying their lives and killing any who resist, is an openly announced goal of the Israeli regime. The U.S. Congress has already passed an emergency aid package to give Israel additional hundreds of millions of dollars, in addition to the billions they already receive from the U.S. each year, to help the Jewish state slaughter more innocents. And Senator Harry Reid is reportedly working on another bill to give the Jewish state even more emergency help. It's eerie watching the Israeli bombs fall on Gaza via the live, unedited feed from Russia Today. There are other live feeds as well. Sometimes the RT feed is used for other purposes, but most of the time lately, it has been focused on Gaza. As the cameraman pans and zooms, you see a very realistic, high-definition picture that fills your screen of a very crowded city going on about the business of life, while random destruction is meted out to apartment buildings, homes, offices, and city streets. And the high-fidelity sound being transmitted lets you hear the deep impact of the firebombs and other weapons of mass destruction being unleashed on that peaceful city. In the written version of this program, I'll provide some video recordings from these news sources so you can see for yourself what I saw. As you can see, the Israelis have targeted ambulances carrying the wounded, and hospitals, and murdered an unarmed man who was merely looking for his loved ones or their remains among the rubble of their homes. The attacks of the Israelis on these civilian targets are wildly disproportionate to any force the Palestinians have ever used against the Israeli military. Right now, 167,000 men, women, and children are homeless in Gaza. Electric power is off for over 90% of the people there. Food and perishable medical supplies are spoiling and running out, and the blockade and the attacks make resupply difficult. Hamas has a few largely ineffective weapons, but the vast majority of Palestinians are unarmed. Their response to the savage firebombing of their homes and neighborhoods is to run away, to hug their surviving family members, and to cry. far different from the image of the masked terrorists the Jewish-controlled media in the U.S. and Britain vend to us 24 hours a day. Fox News has even been so brazen as to show video of people fleeing in terror from the incoming Israeli missiles, with the subsequent carnage and dead mutilated bodies, while the voiceover from the Fox anchor or anchorette tells us about Hamas rockets, giving the viewer the completely false impression that he is seeing Israeli victims and Palestinian attackers, a complete inversion of reality. Also, an inversion of reality is the false scenario the Jewish media present of two armies in a pitched battle, when the reality is more like a sadistic child torturing imprisoned animals by burning them to death with a magnifying glass. In Israel, Jews have taken to bringing lawn chairs and refreshments to high vantage points overlooking Gaza and laughing and cheering as Israeli firebombs and missiles and tanks kill the hated Palestinians and their children in their homes, schools, and hospitals below. One of these Jews, who speaks in the video I'll embed below, states that bombing Palestinians is the only solution and that the entire city should be wiped out. This is truly a sick, deranged, and mentally ill people. The strange mentality of the Jews has a long history and can be seen in the genocidal ravings that make up a large part of their holy book, the Torah, from which I excerpt this passage. Quote, "When the Lord your God brings you into the land, you are to possess and cast out the many peoples living there. You shall then slaughter them all and utterly destroy them. You shall save nothing alive that breathes. You shall make no agreements with them, nor show them any mercy. You shall destroy their altars, break down their images, cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. For you are a holy people unto the Lord thy God, and he has chosen you to be a special people above all others on the face of the earth." Close quote. The Torah, which Christians call the Old Testament, is full of such bloody insanity. And what did the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House do in response to the horrific slaughter in Gaza? They appropriated hundreds of millions of dollars to help fund it, and they passed two resolutions heartily approving of it. And these resolutions passed unanimously. Reflect on that fact for a moment, and then tell me you still think there is hope for any kind of meaningful change from the political system as it exists in this country. But there is hope. All over the world, millions of people are awakening to the destructive agenda and acts of the Jewish power structure. Faced with the Holocaust in Gaza, the UN overwhelmingly passed a resolution calling for an investigation of Israel's acts as war crimes. Only one nation voted against that resolution, the United States of America. Even America's coerced allies in Europe, beholden to the same power structure, would not dare face their own people if they voted against it and merely abstained. In the Third World, the educated classes have known for decades the toxic nature of Jewish power. And in Europe, ravaged by the Jewish money power, resistance is building and Jew-aware parties are taking seats in government. The outrageous genocidal behavior of the Jewish state and of Jewish institutions worldwide is providing an education to all who see it with open eyes. Right now, relatively few Americans have their eyes open, but with the rise of alternative media, that is changing. It isn't only the Palestinians who have lost the right to exist. So have we. So have all nations who come under the thumb of the U.S.-Israel banking media complex, which destroys every nation that it touches with its poisoned claws. And millions upon millions are awakening to that fact, as the Jewish establishment well knows. To those of you who are hearing my voice for the first time, investigate for yourself. Find out what is really happening in Gaza, and then come back here and find out what is being done by the same gang to our people and to all the peoples of the West. To those of you who already know the truth of what I'm saying, spread the word far and wide and awaken all those who are still capable of independent thought. There is no better use of your life and your time. To those of you having a moment of cognitive dissonance because you're hearing an alleged white racist championing the Palestinians' right to exist, I say, open your mind. Understand this. There are two basic ways to organize the world. One is the coercive way, the way of empire and oligarchy, which always involves one people or a plutocracy ruling over a multiracial, multicultural empire from which no one is allowed to secede. The other way is the way of nationalism, self-determination, and freedom, under which every people which considers itself to be a people is able to live under its own government. Allowing the Jewish oligarchs to continue to rule over us will eventually kill us as dead as the bombed-out people of Gaza. It will terminate forever our genetic and cultural heritage, and we must do whatever is necessary to prevent that from happening. That is the purpose of the National Alliance. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the reconstituted National Alliance membership organization, founded by William Luther Pierce in 1970. This program is published every week at whitebiocentrism.com and nationalvanguard.org. Please write to us at National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We welcome your support, your inquiries, and your help in spreading our message of hope to our people. Once again, that address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you to keep on thinking free.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth. For blood.